Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. You will hear five different people talking about a special training program for their company. For each extract, there are two tasks. For task 1, choose the person who is speaking from the list A to H. For task 2, choose the opinion that each person expresses from the list A to H. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 30 seconds to read the two lists A to H. Now listen and do the two tasks.
Well, it's quite interesting, isn't it? I mean, overall, you're never going to please everyone always. I think one of the main benefits is perhaps something we weren't really expecting, or at least I wasn't. And that's the way people with different roles, different jobs, are working together here. Sure, my responsibilities do go across the departments. Everyone wants a PC, needs help with the software. I'm always hearing about the problems, never good things, of course, with the network. But here, we're sharing experiences, different viewpoints, bringing in ideas which reflect our different roles. Then again, that's maybe a problem in itself, because I really don't see how I'm going to hold all this in my head. I'm sure that next week it'll all have disappeared from my memory.
Frankly, I wonder if my time wouldn't have been better spent back in the office. Well, I don't want to sound negative. Oh, maybe it's just me. I grant you, there's some great theories going round. Amazing ideas, really. All these visions of what could really be happening. Pictures of the possible future and what have you. But at the end of the day, we'll be back in the same old office, and I'll be typing and running around and still be expected to do 10 things at once. So, if I'm honest, I'm not really sure how all these fine speeches are really going to help me in my job. A letter's still a letter, isn't it? Mind you, I'm not saying it's not inspirational, in some ways.
I feel very privileged, and on top of everything, it's a great way to meet everyone. It's really helping my confidence. The sessions on technology have been interesting, because I know so little about it. They've told me I'll get more on that as time goes by. And actually, my problem's not really that, because, well, what I need at this early stage is some kind of overview, some kind of feeling of the whole picture, you know, how it all fits together. I don't know where I'll be in 5 years' time, you see, so I'm not quite sure what I need to know now. And that's why it's a bit frustrating that each lecture seems so separate, so single issue. I'd like a wider range to be covered.
It's going pretty smoothly, I'd say, all in all. We've had worse, we've had better. And given that we had to put the whole menu together at a pretty short notice. Having said that, though, I'm not at all sure they see it like that. I don't know. I think half the problem is people come to something like this with so much hope. I mean, they assume the world is going to change overnight. And of course, nothing's that simple. I hear them complaining, but not about the food, I'm happy to say, that it's not quite what they want. Too general, too specific, and so on. Anyway, the snacks and the lunches seem to have gone down all right, and I suppose that's all I need to worry about.
Yes. I think it's been worth it, is worth it. It's difficult, of course, balancing the costs and benefits, the time lost from the office compared to what I'm investing in, but I've always said our staff, our people, are our biggest asset. So anything that brings my people up must be a value in itself. Of course, much will depend on the performance reports. which I hope the different departments can draw up for me reasonably soon. Otherwise, I won't really be in a position to know if I did make the right choice. My main reservation at this stage is that I don't see sufficient input on the system, on the IT side of things. And that's a great pity, because it's vital that we exploit our existing computers to get the best out of them. I want a company that's right up to date.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2.